Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. If you haven't done your grocery shopping yet for the big game this weekend, you might be a little bit surprised by some of the prices you're going to see for the snacks or whatever else you're laying out for the weekend. Take a look. Guacamole, potato chip prices up 1% year over year. Salsa up 6%. So let's get a little bit more commentary on what we should expect to see in our basket of groceries this weekend with Michael Swanson, Wells Fargo chief agricultural economist. Michael, you say that the cost of your Super Bowl party could be going up by 14%. I have noticed anecdotally for the bagel bites that I plan on rolling out on Sunday in the Brian Chung Consumer Price Index, that's been going up by like 10%. Give us the breakdown on what's getting more expensive this year.
Well, you know, start out with the pain point. It's the protein. If you're going to fire up that grill, you know, beef has been all-time record highs. We're seeing chicken wings really through the roof right now. You know, we know it's a big seasonal item here, but compared to last year, well up, you know, 20% in some cases or higher. And it's interesting, you know, the guacamole that was a bargain about 4 weeks ago when we put together the research, you know, Omicron really hit the truckers hard, and we're seeing some real spikes around the country on that particular item as well. So that was one that was very unpleasant to discover recently as we worked through the numbers.
Yeah, Michael, we were joking this morning that it should be an all-vegetarian Super Bowl because the meat prices are just so incredibly high. What are some other, you know, other things that you're looking at right now? You ran through avocado, which, you know, I have noticed every time I buy mine at Trader Joe's. But what are some other factors that you're seeing? I mean, chicken wings, obviously, something that people are looking at. I mean, how high can prices go? And are we seeing people maybe cut back a little because of those prices?
You know, those are great questions. It's kind of a two-step process here. One is, you know, we're at $24 trillion on the GDP. That's a lot of money moving around this economy. So people do have the money, and so they're going to spend it. You know, it's pretty much the definition of inflation to have the money out there and have that demand. And so it's like you said, there's some real pain points out there. The protein in particular has been really impacted. So yeah, there's some bargains. You just have to really kind of draft carefully off that menu board that you're looking at.
Michael, arguably more important than the food itself are the drinks that you'll be have. Give us the update on beer and other types of beverage prices. Those going up as well?
You know, not as much, about 3-4% when we checked the BLS's numbers. And it's interesting, that's kind of a pain for the brewers. Their aluminum costs are through the roof, their labor, their freight, all those things are through the roof as well. But too much competition. We've seen a lot of hard seltzers come into the market. And we're not seeing kind of the demand along with the craft beer expansion that we had. So they're really suffering under oversupply, even though their expenses are through the roof as well, just like everybody else's.
Well, Michael Swanson, Wells Fargo chief agricultural economist. It's great to have you on today. Enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday.